This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. Trump heading to Michigan for his first rally since Mueller cleared him of Russian collusion. President Trump's attempt to catch a second bolt of lightning in a Michigan-shaped bottle begins tonight with a campaign-style rally, a wild one. Grand Rapids, a booming Midwestern city of 200,000 in a state he was supposed to lose in 16, but winning that state helped propel him to victory in the presidential race. And I predict a landslide electoral win for Trump again in 20, but even bigger than last time. And he's going to have to win Michigan to do it. Red MAGA hats out in force on the streets. An estimated 3,000 people lined up 5 hours before the president was expected to deliver a raucous victory lap that put the special counsel probe firmly in his rear view mirror. Campaign starts today, said Mary Warner, a 60-something mother of two who stood outside the Van Andel Arena in downtown Grand Rapids. We're done with all this Mueller nonsense. Thank God, and now it's going to be so much easier. Greg Asselbeckian, a stock trader who came to Michigan from Chicago to see Trump for the 13th time, said in a way it seems almost like it's all new, like Trump is wiped clean. We had huge momentum after election night. Asselbeckian recalled, everybody was gung-ho and happy. His supporters were energized. Right now, this is that. This is like they finally ended the hoax. All right, so good things tonight. Big, big rally. I will be on the air here on radio, on USA Radio, taking your calls at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I will not be on TV tonight. It is preempted on Newsmax TV for the Trump rally. So therefore, there will not be thousands of calls from all over the country, and we will take calls the entire third hour. Those of you in Las Vegas and Connecticut and San Antonio and all the cities that carry the Wayne Allyn Root Show who have had a hard time getting through for the last year and a half because Newsmax is just exploding and bursting at the seams, and 80 million homes we're in, and thousands of new fans are coming on every week for the Wayne Allyn Root Show. It's hard to get through. You will get through today. In hour number three, give us a call, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. This show, by the way, is sponsored by Fordham Resources, a very special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fordham Resources is publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's management team, led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Not a mistake, 180 square miles, just about nine times bigger than the island of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, please visit FordhamResources.com to find out more. Get to know them. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. Let's grab a quick call while we have him. We got Mike from Connecticut on line one. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. He wants to talk a little health care. Tell us what you want to talk about.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Wayne. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to you all the time over here from Mr. Connecticut. I always turn you on. I tell everybody about you. You do a great job. And I just wanted to congratulate you on that national emergency that you were talking about. You are absolutely right. Donald Trump went that way, and he finally took your advice, I guess, and everything's going the plan the way it should be going. my main objective to talk to you tonight was about, I was going to ask you, how do you feel that Donald Trump's going to take this health care? Where do you think he's going to go with it?
I don't know. I think, the one thing I know, and I know I believe the same thing as him, is that health care has been destroyed by Barack Obama. It has bankrupted the middle class. It has bankrupted small business. It's hurting Americans every day. As a matter of fact, nothing has changed since Obama was president with health care. Lots of things have changed. The economy has rebounded greatly because of Donald Trump, but that's in spite of the massive amount of money that's being stolen from the pockets of the average American because of health care. At the end of Obama's administration, Mike, I constantly quoted the fact that even though GDP, economic growth, gross domestic product, even though it was at all-time lows, even though it was like Great Depression levels, despite that fact, almost the entire GDP. Wow, I never sneeze on the air. I don't know why, but I had a sneeze. So, excuse me. Here it comes again. There we go. So despite the fact that GDP was very low, economic growth, was at record lows under Obama, not seen since the Great Depression, what GDP that we had, what economic growth we had, was proven to be almost all health care. So no matter how high the bills got, no matter how much they bankrupted people, it looked like economic growth. That's what made it look like the economy was doing even as bad as it was. It would have done even worse if it wasn't for that. All our money was going to health care. Now Trump's president, economy's booming, but the health care costs have not gone down 1 cent. They're the same as they were. He hasn't solved that problem at all. So I think the only way he's going that I know of, Mike, is he wants to kill Obamacare. What the replacement is, I don't know that anyone on the Republican side knows yet. I don't know that anyone has a firm grasp on what we're going to use to replace it. I've asked my listeners and my viewers to email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and give me your ideas. One person gave me, actually two people gave me very good starts yesterday with excellent ideas, and I'm going to start putting things together and get a plan to the president. I just know we all agree, Donald Trump and I, you got to kill Obamacare to save America. What comes next? I don't know yet. I just know anything's better than Obamacare.
Yes, yeah, because it's all over the world, and especially where I'm from over here, and it's not just where I'm from, all over the world. There's so many people that don't have health care and they can't afford it, and Obamacare, that's garbage. It's never worked.
Well, by the way, you mentioned all over the world, Mike. All over the world, they have government paid for health insurance, right? And
yep.
If you knew how bad it was, the weight you've got to weigh. Like, look at me. I had kidney stones. That's not considered life-threatening. That's not cancer. That's not a stroke, and that's not a heart attack. They would have made me wait 6 months to a year to get the surgery. Folks, I was in pain every second of every day, and I was mad that it took 6 weeks from the time I got it to finally get the surgery because I had to find the doctor that took time, and then he had to do run a battery test, then he needed to run a CAT scan, then he wanted to wait and see if it would get better and I wouldn't need surgery. It took 6 weeks, and every minute of those 6 weeks, I was steaming angry. Now that it's over, I look back and go, wow, isn't America great? It was only 6 weeks. Anywhere else in the world would have been 6 months to a year. Probably a year in England. I don't know about Canada, but I'm sure a year in England.
Wow.
How could you live like that? You couldn't. This is impossible. No. You can't give free health care to everyone or everybody gets lousy health care. Simple as that.
Were you
in
chronic pain? Were you in pain?
I was in, I'll call it constant low-level pain, and I know the average person doesn't need to hear about this, so I'm not taking you too deep in the weeds here, but let's just put it this way. When you've got a kidney stone pressing on your kidney, you need to go to the bathroom 24 hours a day, every second of every day. That went on for 6 weeks, and I couldn't sleep at night. You had to get up 10 times a night, and now I'm back to, like, better than I was since I'm 18 years old. Thank God for America, and and by the way, do you know why the surgery went so well? A, I was in good health to begin with, but B, I was able to choose any doctor I wanted in the whole world because I have Liberty Health Share. So I wasn't under any plan. I could choose any doctor I wanted, and I did all my research. It took me about a week, and I found the best surgeon to do it on the West Coast of the United States, and they paid for that. So thank God.
Liberty? You call it Liberty Health Care?
Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share.
Oh, Health Share.
Yes. Yeah. Christian health sharing organization.
That's all over the world, right? Anybody could get that?
All over the United States, not all over the world. Yes,
all over the United States, right.
Yeah, 855-585-4237, which is 855-58-LIBERTY. Easy to remember. 855-58-LIBERTY. I'm not here to do another commercial, but you wanted to know, yep. So I'm giving you the number, 855-58-LIBERTY. Hey, Mike, we got to run. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And by the way, you know, besides Las Vegas, and obviously I dominate the airwaves in Vegas, and that's why we get so many Vegas callers, but we also are starting to get almost, I would say, two-thirds as many as Vegas from Connecticut, because WJJF, Lee Elsie's the morning host, and JJF is a great station. John Fuller's the owner. And let me tell you something. We are building a monster audience there. When I went out to their anniversary celebration, I think it was their 10th year anniversary, but don't quote me, but it was the anniversary of the station. I think it was 10 years on the air. And I went out there this summer, and it was at Mohegan Sun, the event, and they rented out the theater at Mohegan Sun. And they had 600 people to greet Wayne Allyn Root. That was when I'd only been on the air for a couple of months. Now we're really starting to hit our stride. And we're starting to dominate the airwaves there as well, like I am in Vegas. And the calls keep rolling in from Connecticut. And sure enough, I'll have an announcement on Monday that that the same station owner, Mr. Fuller, owns four stations in Hartford, Connecticut area. And he's putting my show in all four of them. So we're going to dominate Connecticut among conservatives the same way we're dominating the state of Nevada among conservatives. You know, not among everyone, obviously, because, you know, not everybody's a conservative, but in a state like Connecticut. But among conservatives in Connecticut, we will be dominating from one end of the state to the other end of the state and on many different stations there. So thank you, John Fuller. Thank you, Lee Elsie. Thank you, WJJF. Thank you, the whole family, Fuller family that owns those stations in Connecticut, for believing in me and giving me a very nice perch platform on the East Coast. So on the West Coast, I'd call KBET 790 AM, my home flagship station. And in the Midwest, it's Dallas. Big Dallas Talk, KBDT, flagship station of USA Radio. And on the East Coast, it's WJJF. And now I'll have all the other call letters on Monday, all the stations of the Fuller family in Connecticut. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Great stuff going on. And, of course, on national TV, I'm dominating. On Newsmax, number one show, Bill O'Reilly, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And we're just fighting every day for our favorite president of all time, Donald Trump. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish-authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. By the way, the latest presidential tracking poll is out. Today, Thursday, March 28th, with Rasmussen, the only one I trust in the whole United States. Fair, unbiased, perfect ratings for the presidential election of 2016. Got it right. The only one that really got it right. There was one at USC that also got it right. But those are the only two I would trust. But that only comes out, I believe, at election time and only during a presidential election. This one is every day, all year, every year, Rasmussen. The presidential tracking poll shows Trump 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. I have not seen anywhere in there where it tells me how much higher that is than Obama on the same day of his presidency. But I guarantee you that it's much higher than Obama on the same day of the presidency. And I'll probably see that on the Internet before the 5 o'clock hour, hour number 3, and I'll let you know. But I guarantee you it's probably 4 points higher than Obama was at the same time in his presidency. 50% approval rating, 5-0 for President Donald Trump. Great job. Ron Corey and Tenacity have sponsored this segment of the show. We got another couple of days of giving his book away. I believe tomorrow is the final last day we'll be giving his book away. So we're going to do it again today. If you want a copy of Ron's book about the greatest story ever, not just the greatest Vegas story, just the greatest all-American American dream story, the greatest dirty business story ever. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes, and an entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, but Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie, and the story's so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. Great to have a celebrity voicing his audiobook. That's how cool Ron Corey is. And Tenacity, the book, go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an e-book, or a Kindle. That's Corey as in C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Both choices available, or all those choices, book, ebook, Kindle, or audiobook. So four choices available at Amazon right now. Order Tenacity today, or go to Ron's website, roncoryauthor.com. Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, author.com. In any case, the book giveaways right now, the third caller will get the book. So call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll send you out a copy of Tenacity, your favorite new book by Ron Corey. Thank you, Ron, for giving the books away. Good man. All right, other stories in the news. Rand Paul telling Trump to declassify documents to flush out the deep state. Rand Paul went on media today to explain why he's asking Trump to declassify documents to expose players in the deep state that targeted President Trump. He also says he's asked Trump to pardon General Flynn and others. Wow, he's not holding back. I told you, I love Rand. Only thing I've disagreed with him on ever was when he voted against the National Security Emergency Declaration. And that was just on libertarian grounds. He's very, very, very strict libertarian. Earlier, he collared Brennan as one of the villains. He said a high-level source tells me it was Brennan who insisted the unverified and fake Steele dossier be included in the intelligence report. Brennan should be asked to testify under oath in Congress ASAP. Rand Paul escalated his demand for an investigation into former Obama officials who concocted the anti-Trump Russia scandal, revealing John Brennan. Said the Judiciary Committee should immediately ask Brennan about his involvement. So good stuff from Rand Paul. I like it. Another big story, CIA-linked Nellie Orr gave extensive anti-Trump research to high-ranking DOJ member. Who was it? Her husband, Bruce Orr, the wife of former Justice Department number four official Bruce Orr, conducted extensive opposition research. Let me ask you something. At one point, it appeared likely that Robert Mueller could indict all kinds of members of the Trump family and high-level operatives of the Trump campaign because they did opposition research. Someone came to him and said, Hillary's bad. If you meet with me, I'll prove to you she's bad, and we'll send her to jail. And you know what I would say to that? Yes, come on, let's go. Of course you would. It's called opposition research. Last I checked, that's not a crime. But if you lie and slander opposition research, so this is Saul Alinsky. Wayne Root was right again. Look in the mirror, and whatever you see, blame the other guy for it. They didn't. They were the ones who did the opposition research, but unlike us, they didn't just listen to somebody and decide if it's good or not and use it or not. They made it up. Then they blamed us for crimes. This is all the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, Fusion GPS, wives and husbands of the people on the Trump campaign, excuse me, on the Obama campaign and the Clinton campaign. It was Hillary Clinton. It was the Clinton campaign. It was the DNC. This is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Nellie Orr, who speaks fluent Russian, explored relationships between then-candidate Trump and Russian organized crime. She trafficked in lies, and her husband was at the DOJ and handed all the information. And that's where they got the FISA documents. That's where they got the dossier. It was all made up. Send these people to jail. Fit them for orange jumpsuits now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Thursday on Capitol Hill.
Mr. Ambassador, you are recognized for your opening statement.
Yield?
I will not yield. Mr. Ambassador, you
are. Yield because you just made some things about all of us that I think
will,
we all should get the opportunity
not,
to respond to.
I will
We're going to say
yield.
We think you ought to allow us to speak of what
you
we think.
You can use your 5 minutes to speak. You attacked me in your opening statement, and I responded.
I have not had an opportunity to respond at all, especially to your statements of what we think, because no one over here thinks that.
That exchange on Capitol Hill as Republicans call for Adam Schiff, the Democrat, to step down as the House Intelligence Committee chairman over his unfounded claims of Russian collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia in the 2016 presidential election. The first lawsuit is being filed against Boeing tied to the deadly Ethiopian plane crash. The suit was filed in a Chicago U.S. federal court, and President Trump set to hold a Make America Great Again rally in Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles, you can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code US.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and we love Synagenics. Thank you for sponsoring the show. I believe this is month number 12, so they've been with us a year. I never thought in a million years they'd be with us for a year. Most of my advertisers, by the way, are with us for a year or years. Quite a few on local radio have been with me for the entire 3 years. Quite a few on national radio have been with me for 2 years or longer. Synagenic now 1 year, and I just never expected it. You know why? Because most people don't really care about the way they look, the way they feel. They don't want to be healthy. They don't, or if they want to be healthy, they want to snap their finger and just make it healthy. But they don't want to actually do any work at all. Well, guess what? Synagenics, you don't have to do a lot of work. They do it for you. They teach you how to eat right. They teach you how to exercise right. I used to exercise 2 hours a day. Megan's a witness, by the way. Megan Barnes joining us. Megan's a witness. I used to work out 2 hours a day. Now I work out between 30 and 35 minutes, and I'm done. Because they taught me how to do it more efficiently, work out much harder for shorter periods of time. And they taught me how to eat much more food, but it's more protein and far less carbs, almost no carbs, so that I'm actually eating all day long. So I eat more food than I've ever eaten, and it's great food. Who doesn't want to eat steak and eggs, steak and eggs, steak and eggs? Man, I love the raw sushi all day long. I love sushi. Chinese food where I'm eating chicken and beef. Oh, I love it. And vegetables. It's fabulous. So I'm eating more than I've ever eaten, exercising less than I've ever exercised, feel the best of my life. And everyone who watches Newsmax says you look the best of your life. So it's a great combination. Give them a call. And if you're listening in Vegas, as an example, on KBET, my flagship station, they are based in Vegas as their main corporate headquarters all around the United States. Their main medical office in America out of 21 clinics all over the country, the largest one is right here in Las Vegas. You don't even have to get on a plane. How cool is that? Call 888-YOUNGER for your free, no-obligation consultation anywhere in the United States. 888-YOUNGER. And the call is free and the consultation is free. So what do you got to lose? Tell them you made Wayne Root great again. We want you to make us great again. How do we do it and what does it cost? And if you don't like it, hang up. That's all. Call them, 888-YOUNGER, and check it out. Toll free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER, opposite of older, or register at Cenegenics.com, C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S. G-E-N-I-C-S. All right, we got Megan Barth with us, website ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are you?
Good, Wayne. How are you?
Good. We have a whole bunch of things to talk about that are listed here, but I want to read one to you that isn't listed because I can't wait to get, you know, your opinion on this. I'm sure it's very similar to mine. These people are all communists who hate America. So Eric Holder was on MSNBC today. Did you hear about this?
No, I did not.
Okay, so they asked him, there's a lot of talk about America being a leader as a democracy, quote unquote. In the 1880s, when women and African Americans couldn't vote, what kind of democracy is that? And Holder took the bait. Holder said, that's exactly right, and that's what I hear these things about, let's make America great again. And I think to myself, exactly when did you think America was ever great? He said, it certainly wasn't when people were enslaved. It certainly wasn't when women didn't have the right to vote. It certainly wasn't when the LGBT community was denied the rights to which it was entitled. It takes us back to what I think an America past that never, in fact, really existed, this notion of greatness. What do you say to that, Megan Barth?
Well, it's not surprising. As I've said, you know, he was part of an administration who, during their campaign, specifically Barack Obama's campaign, said that he was just a few days from the fundamental transformation of this country. You don't promise or want to fundamentally transform something that you respect or love. Barack Obama is of the same cloth as Eric Holder. They are both basically liberation theologists, black nationalists, Marxists, communists, all the ifs that have everything to do with anti-Semitic types of behavior and types of statements. So all we have to do is look back at old Eric Holder's past, whether it's Fast and Furious, of arming drug cartels, which resulted in the death and more than one death of our Border Patrol agents, as well as how he pardoned the Black Panthers in a voter intimidation case, a very widely known voter intimidation case in the 2008 elections, whereby Black Panthers were standing in front of a Philadelphia polling place waving batons and billy clubs. And that wasn't voter intimidation, according to Eric Holder. Eric Holder has a very long history of being anti-white, anti-American, anti-Semitic, and an overall black nationalist.
All right. We are really, and certainly your answer is exactly what I expected. It's the same as mine. These people hate America, and they're all communists, and they're all horrible people. And that's the problem. That's who, you know, that's who's running our courts. That's who's running our legal system. That's who's running basically almost every government bureaucrat. That's who's running the government, even under Donald Trump. You've got all people who don't really like America, and that's they want to change, fundamentally change it. Horrible. You know, the Obamas and Clintons filled the government with people just like them, who think like them.
Yeah, if Barack Obama had stayed at a madrasa in Indonesia, or if Eric Holder were born, let's say, over in Africa, if he considers himself an African-American, they would have never risen to the power that they achieved. They could only achieve this in America. And yet they do not ever compliment the country that gave them so much opportunity to overcome so much adversity, if that's what they claim, in order to rise to the highest office in the land.
And by the way, there's prejudice in every country in the world. Were there moments where black people, women, and gays were treated badly in America? Yes. Big deal. They're treated badly everywhere in the world, even now. You think they're treated great in Russia? Why don't you go, Holder, and all of your friends and family, not just black people, any liberal, white liberals, black liberals, Hispanic liberals, gay liberals, women, go to Russia. Go to Cuba. Go to Venezuela. Go to China. Find out how they treat you in China and America. We don't line up Muslims and put them in cattle cars and take them to concentration camps. In China, they're doing that now. Muslims are being taken by train to concentration camps. Not that different than the Holocaust. Certainly prison camps where they're made to do hard labor. I dare you to go to any nation in the world that's socialist and tell me how you're treated. You're treated better in America if you're liberal or black or gay or lesbian or anything than you are in any other country, and you're also treated better in Israel if you're Muslim than you are treated in any Muslim country. That's the irony.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it's just not ironic, though, when you look at how both of these men individually were raised, whether it's Eric Holder or Barack Obama. Barack Obama was basically tutored by a communist in Chicago. He cut his teeth on Chicago politics, which is the most corrupt city in the country.
It's like a country.
It is a country. It is. Yeah,
it's a Middle East hellhole. It's a Middle East hellhole. That's what it is.
So the most corrupt city in the country, as we witnessed just this week with the Jussie Smollett, which, you know, being from outside of Chicago, Wayne, I'm not surprised at that decision that the paid-for DA had made. I am surprised by the sealing of the records. How do you get excused from 16 felonies in a failed swoop and then have your entire 16 felony file be buried for future generations to be blind to?
Well, I think the feds are coming in now, and he's going to have some severe problems only because Trump is president. Obviously, if Obama was president, absolutely nothing would happen. But with Trump as president, I do believe that this kid, Smollett, is in big trouble, and he knows he's in trouble, and the world is falling apart around him. He thinks he just got away with it. He didn't get away with anything. So,
well,
I think
now that the feds aren't chasing Russian boogeyman, maybe there will be some justice.
Yes, maybe, just maybe. By the way, I think Obama's fingerprints are all over the whole Jussie Smollett case, because common sense tells me there's a reason why he got this free pass. Somebody high up in the United States food chain was behind him and did not want him to get sentenced, because they might twist his arm and he might rat on them. So they had to make sure he walked away, you know, just completely scot-free. And I got a feeling that's Obama. I think Obama's fingerprints are all over this thing. All right, let's talk about...
They sealed Jussie's records like Obama sealed his palace.
Let's get to the biggest issue in America. It has to be, which is this illegal invasion of immigrants. Mexico warns a 20,000 migrant mother of all caravans is forming in Honduras. And I guess, you know, look, I love Trump, and in many ways he's done a fabulous job, but he sure hasn't secured the border. You know, not his fault. It's because everybody in the world is lined up against him. But what should Donald Trump do now? What should he do to stop this caravan? You know, my lifelong mentor and best buddy, Doug Miller, sent me an email yesterday, and he said, this is so simple. They're all coming from Central America. And he was right. It's Honduras. And he said, that means it's all Mexico's fault. They just had to stop them. So just bring Mexico to its knees. Stop all their fruits. Stop all their vegetables at the border. Let them rot in the sun. Stop all the car deliveries. Stop all the, you know, furniture deliveries. Stop everything. And just make it come to a standstill. That's the way to win this battle. What say Megan Barth?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been calling for the president to close the border. He needs to close the border and then Mexico and make Mexico feel the pain. Then only then will Mexico do something about the buses of caravans that are being obviously funded and by somebody but ignored by the Mexico government. Instead of months for these illegal aliens to invade our border, it's now only taking days because they have air-conditioned shuttled buses. So not only should he close the border, but he should also look at and follow the money as far as who is funding these buses, what types of organizations are behind these caravans that are supplying aid, transportation, and assistance, which is human trafficking. Charge them with human trafficking.
There you go. When we get back, there's so many more things to discuss with Megan. One of them that concerns me is, you're not going to believe this, when a mom ignores a doctor's advice what to do with their child, and the sick two-year-old recovers and feels better, the doctor calls child services. This is happening in the United States, and they send a SWAT team to bang her front door down and hold guns against her head. We'll be back in a second to talk about this, but I'm telling you, it's coming to a city near you and a home near you. People are getting swatted all over the United States for minor nothings. Parents have a right to tell their children and decide what to do with their children, anything they want. And this is getting ridiculous. Doctors are asking if you have guns in the house. Children are being asked this. What do? Are they going to knock your door down with a SWAT team? We'll be back with Megan Barth in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of 100 $499. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so not today, because it appears we're not going to be on Newsmax TV in the third hour of the show, although you don't know, because Trump started much earlier than I thought. I thought the speech was actually starting at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, but it actually started an hour before that, so he may be done halfway through, and I may be back up on Newsmax TV for the second half of the show, so figure around 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, we'll probably be on Newsmax today. I thought we were getting the day off, the night off, but I think we'll be back on. If Trump ends his speech at half past, so get ready for that. But I did want to remind you all that if you don't get Newsmax on your cable system, wherever you are in the United States, just call 844-500-6397. Tell them you want Newsmax TV. Tell them your favorite host is Wayne Root, and you can't watch him unless they get Newsmax TV. 844-500-6397. That's Newsmax. They will connect you to your cable system wherever you are in the United States. And they'll connect you instantly, they'll connect you for free, and you'll be at the right place and the right phone number. You don't have to do the work, they'll do it for you. 844-500-6397. All right, so we're back with Megan Barth. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Good, good, thank you.
I don't know if you saw Rasmussen today, but Trump is at 50% approval, and I don't know where Obama was at that exact same moment in his presidency, but I can almost guarantee you, I'd certainly bet a few $1,000s on it, that he was lower than that. So once again, the guy that they made out to be so popular, Obama's just so popular, turns out to be less popular than the unpopular Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think he was about 3 points short at that same time, about 47 to 50%. And this is in the wake, you know, this is in the face and in the wake of nonstop negative media coverage for 2 years, trying to convince everybody that Trump was a foreign agent, an agent of Putin. He was a Russian spy and had been collaborating with the communist government for years, preparing to run for president.
So, yeah, 50% approval rate in spite of 99% negative press coverage.
Let's switch gears for a minute to Jussie Smollett, because I see a breaking news story that makes me want to vomit. Smollett's legal team demands an apology from the Chicago police chief for dragging an innocent man's character through the mud. Now, first of all, as much as you and I would laugh at that, because it's absurd and we know he's guilty, even this travesty of justice where they cleared all the charges, they still admitted he was guilty. They said that he's guilty, but we're going to let it go for $10,000 worth of money and community service that he did like a year ago in some garden in the middle of Chicago for some other crime he committed. I have no idea what it was. So even they admitted they didn't drop the charges because he's innocent. They admitted he's guilty. So can you imagine the gall of Smollett's legal team demanding an apology for dragging an innocent man's character through the mud?
Well, yeah, and I think in response to that or prior to their demand for an apology from the chief of police, the police department, Rahm Emanuel, sent Jussie Smollett a bill for $130,000 to cover the cost of the investigation. The $10,000 doesn't even make a dent in that cost. And one of his lawyers, I think on Good Morning America this morning, and the reporter or the pundit on Good Morning America said, but, you know, he said that they were guys and, you know, they're white guys in MAGA hats that, you know, attacked them. You know, how does that fit in with the Nigerians? She said, well, they might have worn whiteface. Some ever heard of whiteface. But, yeah, supposedly the Nigerians, you know, got some chalk or painted their face white in order to really, you know, pull in the whole narrative of racist, red hat wearing MAGA Trump supporters.
Well, by the way, is it, if wearing blackface enough to get you to lose your career as a governor or a senator or in a political party, you're supposed to step down? If you ever in your entire life wore blackface and they catch a picture of you doing it, how about whiteface? Is that not racist?
No. Remember, anything that if you're a black nationalist or if you're Louis Farrakhan, you can't be racist because you're black.
Well, that's what they think. It's not what you and I think.
Right. Yeah, you just have to go along with that, right, in order to understand the twisted minds of the left.
All right, so last topic that we've got time for, about a minute and a half left or so. Mom ignores a doctor when her sick two-year-old starts to feel better, and suddenly child services send a SWAT team to kick down her door. Tell us about that story real quick.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. This happened in Chandler, Arizona. A mother took her child into the doctor. She had 100 fever. By just a couple hours later, the fever broke, so she did not follow the doctor's orders to go to the hospital. She had informed the doctor via phone that the child's fever had broken. She wasn't going to take him to the hospital. The doctor said, eh, take him to the hospital just in case. The mom said, nah, he's feeling fine. Next thing she knows, 10:30, police are at her door. By midnight, DCS, Department of Child Services, had obtained a warrant. They removed all the children. They put them in separate foster homes. And the children are still not reunited with their parents. The grandparents are now going through interviews with the Department of Child Services. And not only did they have a warrant to take the children out of the home, they came armed.
It's sick. It's absolutely sick that your doctors will rat on you. You can't trust anybody anymore. You know, your accountants can rat you out to the IRS. Your lawyer can rat you out to the government. Look what happened to Michael Cohen. Your doctor can ask your little children, is mommy or daddy have a gun in the house? And if they do, that guy can ostensibly call the authorities and have your children taken away from you. And they can ask, do you get vaccines and have your children taken away from you? They can recommend take your child to the hospital. If you decide that's a little hysterical and you don't, they can take your children away from you. So you don't want to see doctors anymore. You don't want to see accountants anymore. You don't want to see lawyers anymore. What a disgrace. America, a nation of rats. Government rats. Megan Barth, thanks for coming on.
Anytime, Wayne. Thanks.
ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth, Media Equalizer as well, MediaEqualizer.com. Wayne Allyn, it's time for our third hour of USA Radio, coming up right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com
and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.
Ooh.